Brisbane-based band The Medics has swept the National Indigenous Music Awards, taking out New Talent of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year awards. The band has family history in music. Bunna Laurie of the band Coloured Stone is the father of one member and the uncle of another. At the awards night, Laurie joined the band on stage to perform a rendition of the stirring classic Black Boy, recorded by his band in 1984. The Wire's Tim Roxburgh chatted to the band singer Carl Wallace about the awards and what the future holds for the Medics.
It was a huge, huge night. There was such amazing an array of talent and amazing musicians, from around Australia, and it's such a great platform for Indigenous music, and I think that it's one of the most important awards. It's up there with the Arias, I believe. And I think that it's going to get bigger each year.
It does seem to be getting bigger, and that all those artists at the awards. I mean, Indigenous music these days is so diverse. You guys are influenced by that kind of epic cinematic sound, like bands like Sigur Rós and Explosions in the Sky, you've stated as influences. And you're playing up there on a stage with bands like East Journey from Arnhem Land and Troy Cassidaly. Does it feel weird at all to be part of that mix, or does it just sort of feel great to be part of such a diverse melting pot of sounds?
Yeah, it's. I think, because today there's such an array of different types of music out there, and I don't think there is that. Well, there's a word, people say Indigenous music, but I think that all in all, it is music. It could be anything these days. It's just an honor to be amongst such amazing artists.
And who did you cross paths with up there? Are there people working in really different styles of music that you respect?
Yeah, definitely. We actually bumped into Troy Cassidaly, which was really cool, backstage. And, just to be up on stage with my uncle, Bunna Laurie, and my cousin, Jindu Laurie, when we played Uncle Bunna up on stage, we played one of his songs, Black Boy, which was a really big song for the Indigenous community. His parents died when he was just a child, and now his life is mystified. Black boy, black boy, black boy, black boy, the colour of your skin is your pride.
And clearly, along with those international influences in your sound from post-rock and so on, you clearly are still really appreciative and conscious of the history of Indigenous music in Australia. What did it feel like to play that classic up there, with your uncle?
It was really something special, people were singing along to the words, and, it was just that direct connection to people, which was really something. I was pretty nervous, to be honest, but, it was such a beautiful setting, in the Botanical Gardens in Darwin and in the amphitheatre, and it was just an amazing production, and it was such a great atmosphere there.
What's next for the Medics? You've kicked so many goals over this last year, but what are you looking forward to now?
Well, basically, we're starting our national tour.
And kicking off in your hometown. What kind of reception do you expect in Cairns? What are the crowds like back home?
Well, we haven't been back in for a while now, so it's going to be really interesting. But most of the crowd will probably be our family. But, it's going to be something, yet again, a special night, and we're really looking forward to it.
Carl Wallace, singer for The Medics, the band that swept the National Indigenous Music Awards. He was speaking there with Tim Roxburgh.